We did. We made history. Alaskans made history. And doesn't it just feel wow? Still a little bit mind-boggling, and that's why it's so important to be surrounded by friends, supporters, people who have given so much. Those of you standing behind me, these folks were back in the back room with no windows, no ventilation, no garbage man that would come and clean. It was pretty intense back there. But the energy, the excitement, the enthusiasm that radiated throughout this whole campaign, throughout this, was just amazing. And we're seeing that all come together here tonight. I want to thank each and every one of you. I want to thank all Alaskans for helping us make history. It is truly, truly, truly remarkable. And we will look back on this. We will look back on this and say, what a race this has been. What a summer this was, and now where we are today. I want to take just a moment, if I can, take a pause in the conversation and bring Lily and Catherine Stevens up. I see Lily back here. Stevens have been so much a part of the drive throughout our campaign, and for me personally, to have you here tonight, Lily, and I saw your mom on the plane, it just kind of makes it all whole now. So thank you for being here with us. There's so many things that we've got to say right now. There's just so many things that we must acknowledge. But first and foremost, it's thank you. And again, it's not only to those of us here, it's a thank you and a genuine thank you to Scott McAdams and to Joe Miller. Both of these men put their heart and their soul, and the people that worked for them put their heart and their soul into this campaign. We all know it was very energetic, it was very spirited, but I truly do wish them both well. I also want to acknowledge again the thousands of volunteers that have supported us, that have buoyed us throughout all of this grand adventure. It was 2 months ago today. It was the 17th of September when my husband and I were coming across country, and the decision was made when we hit the ground, there's no turning back, there's no looking back. And what a wild 2 months that has been. But what held me, what kept my course, and Lily, this, it takes it back to your dad. Ted's motto was, to hell with politics, let's just do what's right for Alaska, and that's what we did. That's what we did. We let that be the driver. When you say what we're doing is right for Alaska, everything else works. Now, I don't know if you know some of the other things that Ted said, some of his more memorable quotations, but I'm going to keep them all clean here, so don't worry. But there was a saying that was the motto of his squadron back in World War II, and it was, "We do the impossible immediately. Miracles take a little longer." Well, tonight, after 8 weeks, I think we can say our miracle is here. Our miracle is here. Now, there's three people that aren't behind me tonight, and that's my husband, Vern, and my sons, Nick and Matt. My family has stuck with me. They have been my rock. They have been my glue. And I wish that they were here tonight with me, but you know what? School really does come first. And Vern, bless his heart, is making sure that everyone's going to school. But to all of you, thank you for that love and support, and for my whole family, the extended family. You simply cannot do it without. They told us. Thank you, Ori. They told us that this could not be done. And we all heard it. You heard Kevin say, you know, he's the guy that we're putting in charge, for crying out loud, and he's not 100% sure. What a wild, wild thing that we were doing. What a chance. What a risk. But for the right thing. To hell with politics, do what's right for Alaska. You just keep coming back to that. And you're willing to take the risk. And I think one thing that we've learned from this, if you want something done, tell an Alaskan that they can't do it. Because they'll just, by gosh, go out and do it, and they'll do it hard. And we did. We worked hard. We fought hard. We fought fair. We fought right up until the end. And we did what needed to be done. And I think today it's safe to say that Alaskans have chosen the path of unity, the deliberative path, the common sense path. And I think they've shown that through this write-in process. Can you imagine over 100,000 people who wrote in the same name? Think about what that means. In our day and age, when we're so apathetic about voting and the whole process, and, oh, you know, you get kind of apathetic about the process and about the candidates, there's no apathy when you have to take out that bracelet and you've got to look at it upside down and you've got to figure out how to spell it. Alaskans knew exactly what they were doing, and they showed their intent with every letter that they put down on that ballot. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. We know, though, that throughout all this, as difficult as this campaign is, it is a campaign, and it's just the beginning. For now, the real work begins. I left Washington, D.C. this morning, and I wish that I could tell you that the elections brought in a whole new wave of enthusiasm and cooperation and bipartisan spirit. I had to leave after 2 days. We're going to work on that. We're going to work on that, because that's what Alaskans want. That's what the American public wants. They want to know that on these tough issues, on these difficult, difficult matters that concern our country, whether it's our debt, whether it's our spending, whether it's the government overreach, whether it's healthcare, figure out how you're going to govern. That's what you have asked us to do. And that's my charge. That's what I will be taking back to Washington, D.C., and to represent each and every one of you and your families. Whether you are Republicans, whether you are Democrats, whether you are old, whether you are young, whether you are a member of the union, whether you are a retired individual, my task is to represent each and every one of you. And from this day forward, as Alaskans, that's what we need to be doing, coming together. This is now the unifying time. This is when we as Alaskans say, okay, the campaign is over. Now let's go to work. And let's come together. Let's come together as Alaskans. And I ask Joe and Scott and everyone who was involved in the campaign process, win, lose, or draw, let's come together and share some of these ideas that came out through this campaign. Let's use this as a venue, as a platform, to help build out how we will be a better state, how we will be more productive as Alaskans. And let's do that together. Let's do that together. That's a positive outcome from a tough, tough election. So I promised during this campaign that I would do everything that I could do to best represent you. That pledge is with you today. What you have done in asking me to serve for another 6 years is so extraordinarily humbling, and I am so gratified and so appreciative of the honor that you have tasked me with. Go and represent us. I pledge to you today and from this day forward that I will do everything that I can to keep that commitment to you all. Tonight, thank you. Tonight though, I want us to celebrate. I want us to be happy. I want us to be joyful, because against all odds, we as Alaskans together made history. You made history. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We've got a lot of work to do together, so let's keep it up. Let's do it. You have given me strength, and hopefully your strength will carry me through these next 6 years as I work to represent all Alaskans. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here with us tonight.